welcome back, everybody, to the Jim and Kyle Fantasy Football Extraordinaire with special guest host Jackie Rathgaver. How's it going, Jackie?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm also good. Thanks for joining us. Heeb's got called away, so we weren't able to record the second half of this, which was the fantasy half. So Jackie indulged me and hopped on for this little second half, which should be a little bit quicker. So we'll jump into it like we always do. We're going to go over the fab bet result from last week. So congrats to Kyle, Jackie, Lee, Mike, Vicky, Poor, Richard, and Karstens. Y'all picked the Packers to beat the Lions, and you were right. Sorry to Ashley and Jim, you were wrong. And shame on Heebs and Tiff for betting against your own team. You get nothing. The bet for next week, I haven't decided yet, but I'll send it out in the group text tomorrow morning. I'll think of something tonight. Lord Shot, we got nothing so far. I don't believe me and Jim made a bet last week, and I also don't have my bottle of Malort yet, so that will just have to wait. Next, we will jump into the fab spending for the week. So it's week one, and there wasn't much yet. There will probably be more by the time you're listening to this podcast, because our waivers will have gone through by the time anyone's listening to this. But Tiff bought two players. She got Cam Scadaboo and Ollie Gordon for $7 a piece. So a couple of handcuff running backs. No one else bid, so a bit of an overspend. She could have got him for $1 or $0, but such as it is. You didn't put any claims out there, Jackie?
Yeah. No, not on week one, no.
Yeah. Well, don't say what you're putting on week two.
I've got one out there right now, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't want people hearing it before it goes through, just in case. The trade block segment, we got nothing again this week. Again, it's week one. I'm sure trades will roll through sooner or later, but for now, no action. Injuries. We did have a couple injuries this week. Xavier Worthy, dislocated shoulder. I think we all saw it. It was on highlight reels. Early in the game, him and Travis Kelce were kind of crossing. Looked like it was kind of like a pick kind of thing, but they just plowed right into each other. Kelce kept running. Xavier was on the ground. Shoulder is dislocated. Sounds like he'll miss a few weeks. Might be on IR. Just stay tuned if you got him. That's kind of a painful injury. Next we had George Kittle, hamstring. He's also expected to miss a few weeks. Luckily he got a touchdown before he exited the game, but you're not going to have him for a while if he's on your team. So you'll need to be making arrangements. It sounds like they're also expecting him to probably go on IR. It might already be announced by the time of this airing. I believe he's on your team, Jackie. Any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks week one to lose someone right off the bat, so that's really painful.
Yeah, it happened to a few people. The last one on the list was Juan Jennings. Hurt his shoulder, and he's week to week, so keep an eye on it. He might play. I mean, another 49er. 49ers got pretty beat up on week one. Apparently, Brock Purdy might also be hurt, so keep an eye on that. I don't have him on this list.
When did that happen?
I'm not sure, but I just heard it today after I'd already written this up. So keep an eye on it if Purdy's your starting quarterback, which I don't think he is anyone starting. He's on your team too, isn't he, Jackie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing in there yet?
Toe, left shoulder.
And left shoulder, huh?
Yep.
Well,
let's see what happens.
I don't know if you were starting him anyway, so it might not matter. And on that, we'll jump into the matchup recap of the week. So, first match we had myself versus Richard. Richard wins this one 76.82 to 74.62. I mean, honestly, two pretty pathetic scores in all honesty. But Richard pulled it off. Like I said, poor showing on both sides. I had two touchdowns across my entire team. One was thrown by Joe Burrow and one from Chuba Hubbard. But just donuts for the most part. Not quite donuts, but close enough from the rest of my lineup. Richard managed to get 3 touchdowns on his team. 2 from Love, his quarterback, and 1 from Brian Thomas, so he wasn't much better, but a little. Other than that, on Richard's team, looks like Brock Bowers is picking up right where he left off. Probably the best tight end of the... He'll probably be the best tight end of the season, especially with Kittle dropping out for a month or so. Any other thoughts on this one?
Nope.
Next match, we had Tiff versus Lee. So Tiff wins this one 121.16 to 92.34. Josh Allen did his thing. He got the better of Lee once again. Yeah, he scored 38.76, outscoring Lee's Bo Nix by over 30 points. So that's a pretty huge swing, and that's basically the matchup right there. One person's quarterback outdoes yours by 30. I mean, any player outdoing you by 30 is going to sink you. But, yeah, it's not the first time Lee's lost to Josh Allen. Might not be the last. It's a divisional opponent for him, so he goes up against her at least a couple times a year. And, yeah. We all laughed about Tiff Josh picking him in the first round, but looks like a good pick currently. Definitely one of the week. Other highlights, Broncos D had a pretty good showing for Tiff, as well as James Cook. Most of her points came from the Bills game that week between James Cook and Josh Allen, but she had a few sprinklings of other stuff in there. Lee, he had quite a few good showings, actually. Bucky Irvin, A-Chain, Garrett Wilson, all scoring double digits. Good production there. Lee also had a pretty big showing from Igbuka on his bench. Now the question remains whether he starts him or not. Time will tell, I guess. Next match, we had Jim versus Mike. So Mike wins this one 96.32 to 66.92. It's a rough opening week for Jim. For Jim. Very low score fantasy. Lions take the loss. It happens. It happens to the best of us. So there was a decent showing from Breece Hall and Justin Jefferson, but outside of that, it's pretty much just crickets across the board for Jim's team. Not much to show. Mike had a good game from Christian McCaffrey, James Conner, and Marvin Harrison Jr. I always fuck that guy's name up. I always want to call him Marvison for some reason. But yeah, Mike, he did continue on right where he left off last year, starting the wrong quarterback and leaving the wrong one on his bench. Started Kyler this week instead of Justin Herbert. We'll see if he switches it around next week and Kyler will have the blow-up game. Next match, we had Heebs versus Poor Boy. Poor wins this one, 132.66 to 110.72. 132, that is a high score. That is an awesome week one for Poor. We all kind of laughed about him just going all Ravens, but seemed to work out, at least for this week. I mean, if the Ravens are rolling, Poor's team will be rolling. He's got a lot of production coming off that team. He's got Lamar, Henry, and Flowers. They combined for a whopping 82.66 points on Sunday Night Football, which pretty much cemented his... I mean, that's over half his points from 3 players. If they can do that every week, the rest of his team doesn't have to do much to be giving him wins. Kelce, he also had an alright game after promptly taking down Worthy, so he could have more of the targets for himself this year. Good for him. Heebs' shining star was Mr. Javonte Williams himself, who we all laughed at in the last week's episode, but he scored 2 touchdowns on Thursday Night Football season opener. So if you can keep that up and he's Dallas' goal line back, he's got a chance to have a good season. We'll see how it plays out for him. Next matchup, I'll let you read this one. This is your matchup.
So me versus Vicky. I pulled it out 82.68 to 73.08. Another kind of low scoring matchup, but I did manage to squeak it out there. I was a little nervous with Vicky having Swift left to go, but luckily he could not score enough to outscore my whole team. Saquon had a poor game. only scoring 16.4 points.
Poor by his standards.
Yeah.
He's a 25-point-a-week kind of guy.
Well, it's week one, so we'll give it some time. Kittle mentioned that earlier. Got a touchdown before exiting the game, so that's great. Smith and Jigba looking good in his new wide receiver one spot on the Seahawks. Chase Brown looked pretty good, even with the Bengals' slow start to the season. Vicky had okay games from Josh Jacobs and Baker Mayfield. Jeanty had an okay game, getting 11 fantasy points, despite only gaining 38 yards on the ground. And Kelsey took out Worthy before he could even pull in one catch, giving Vicky a zero in the flex spot. Vicky, I feel your pain. I have Worthy in the guillotine league we're doing, so that was another really, really rough thing to go through, having someone go out with 0 points.
It's always hard. Yeah, it's hard having a donut in your lineup. It really sets you back a little bit, especially when you only lose by 9. But yeah, last matchup we had Ashley versus Karsten. So Ashley wins this one 104.92 to 101.88. Kind of ironic, we had Ashley in our power ranks near the bottom and Carson's near the top, and Ashley managed to beat him, so shows what we know about fantasy football. But it was another close one. Mahomes and Hurts both had pretty good showings in the cornerback spots for either side of this matchup. It really came down to Monday Night Football. This one was kind of fun to watch as the game was going on. Ashley had Aaron Jones versus Carson's Romeo Dunze, and Jones managed to secure the win because the Vikings aren't a garbage team like the Bears. I mean, Aaron Jones actually, yeah, he had an incredible, like, 30-yard reception touchdown, which was the game winner for Ashley. But I mean, it was a nail biter all the way through. Bijan, he looked fantastic. It's kind of like one of the few good early picks in this year's draft. A lot of the first round draft guys just had poor showings this week. Hopefully that's not indicative of the rest of the season. Puka, he had a great game for Ashley, despite leaving the game for a little bit of a stretch because he had to get stitched up. I guess he busted his eyebrow. Eyebrow open. He was bleeding all over the place. And Jacoby Myers was a great flex start for Ashley. Well-decided flex decision there. That's really it. Kind of keeping this one short and sweet to the points. The other half of this, the sister side of this podcast with me and Heebs was a little bit longer, 40 minutes or so. So we'll just wrap her up there. Any last words for the people, Jackie?
Just good luck to everyone in your upcoming weeks and matchups.
Except for Rover's playing against me. Bad luck to you. I didn't even look yet. Oh, yeah, we'll call her there. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll leave you as we always do with the Jameis Winston quote of the week. Bye.
Now, do you know how hard it is to ride a bike with no shoes? I'm just saying, like, yeah. Do you know how hard it is? Like,